Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here is Chris Tannehill.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
You see Tim Anderson's YouTube page, by the way?
You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
Who's Tim Anderson unnecessarily angry at today?
Tim Anderson, it's a good start and good idea, and it's a good concept. Like the first post that I click on and watch the video, it's watching him take batting practice, watching Moncada take batting practice.
That's what we call a soft launch in the broadcast business.
It was just kind of like, well, not a whole lot going on here.
It's a nice little YouTube channel, you would say, right?
A nice little YouTube channel you got there for a nice little batting title.
Why
holder
is
from a year
this
ago.
A bad thing?
Did I say it was a bad thing?
Okay, the way you're...
Why are you so defensive?
Okay, one at a time. Shane's turn.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy that produces that dumb sports show that always beats us.
Yeah, you're talking about Sports Shouting.
Hell yeah, I'm a frequent guest on Sports Shouting.
The point I'm trying to make here, the frustration among White Sox fans is anytime there's a positive mention, it's a but. There's a but. But they're still the White Sox. But they'll never be what the Cubs are, but your fans are bad. I'm tired of it. And maybe it is me being a little sensitive, but I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
Stand for what? It's a YouTube channel.
It's not just the YouTube channel itself. It's the overall issue. It's disrespect, and I'm tired of it.
Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Way out of line. Way out of line. Have a good mind to go to the warden about this. You know what hurts the most is the lack of respect. You know? That's what hurts the most. Except for the other thing, that hurts the most. But the lack of respect hurts the second most.
We're not gonna take it. Chip had the music blasting. We're not gonna take it.
Yo, saddle up, lock and load.
The McNeil and Parkins Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
They say becoming a father just like puts your life into perspective and you realize what's important.
Uh-huh.
I really do miss the trivial that this job provides where you could get into a passionate fight about Tim Anderson's YouTube page.
Your read on it is exactly how I felt Friday afternoon when that was going down here. Oh my goodness. Every now and again, I get that reminder of what it's like to be in your early 30s. Or in Shane's case, younger than that.
You just got to have strong takes on stuff.
I do remember, though. I do remember. I thought Shep was a little bit hotter than what we heard in those snippets there. I thought it escalated a little bit more than that. I don't know if maybe that's because I was sitting close to him and I could see the spit flying out of his mouth when he got excited a few times.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, as we all do when we
speak. Sure, sometimes, of course.
Sometimes spittle travels. But it felt a little bit more heated Friday late afternoon. I don't know, maybe because it was a long day. Maybe because I did 4 hours of show with Shep Friday guestlessly.
Well, that's a thing that happened. Absolutely heard.
It happened.
Yeah, some cancellations. But Shep, were you angry or is it just because you generally don't like Shane? And that was coming across.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Perfect. It was both. Combination of the two. That makes sense.
Was it hotter than what that sort of led us to believe?
Tanny's open is what happened on Friday.
Okay. All right.
Wait, you
Okay. It stayed with you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I, you know, it was a weird way to end the week.
Yeah, I believe you.
It just, it really was. There are a handful of things on Friday that added to the oddness of it. But I don't feel that way too often. I look at us, you know, even though I could see by your fresh faces and the fact that you three all have young kids at home. Obviously, I'm incredibly acutely aware of our age difference, but it's not something I think about. That was a reminder of the difference in age Friday afternoon.
Yeah, well, listen.
I can't remember the last time I had an argument where I was actually yelling at somebody, because there was some yelling involved.
Good. It's healthy every now and again.
I guess.
It is. As long as when it
hits Tim Anderson's YouTube channel.
As long as when you hit the commercial break, you realize how stupid it all is.
Yeah.
Our job is to be passionate about the pointless.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We got to care about the Oscars. We got to care about sports. We got to care about all
Don't
this.
You dare call the Oscars pointless,
See?
Mister.
There we go. It's all complete
how
nonsense.
How dare you?
Were you surprised Tanny didn't go with what happened after he played the song by The Cure on Friday afternoon?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Not surprised?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What? I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That was just another part of the oddness of Friday's 5 o'clock hour.
Mm.
Tanny played Friday, I'm in Love, and there was somebody else not named me going after Shane about that one.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I don't either, and I was scared.
Okay, awesome. No,
I'm trying to remember
Shane
what
Shane meant to say it was befitting or it was apropos of the mood on a Friday, but he said it's relevant. He said it's relevant, and I was like, oh, it's The Cure, so that makes sense. So I was questioning his use of relevant, like my music isn't relevant.
That's
how I read that, because he picked
the
wrong
word. So
there's
just a lot of tension on Friday's show.
Yeah, we're all tired, man. Man.
Tired.
End of the week. Tired.
Okay.
Yep.
Tweets happening. Producer infighting.
Yes,
guests not coming on. Pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah.
It all falls apart without me around here. That's what I'm always saying.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you back.
It's good to be
see
back.
How long that lasts.
How's the wing?
I feel okay, Danny.
That's good.
I feel okay. I got the stitches out this morning. I got scolded for not wearing the brace all the time. I don't sleep in the brace. She told me my PA said, you've got to sleep in the brace as well. But so far, so good. And I'm, you know, sticking to a pretty good diet. There's free donuts in the hallway today. And I've lost 6.5 elbows since the surgery, 6.5 pounds later.
Good for you.
So that's good. But I am really missing sugar. And sugar-free products absolutely suck. Not only do they not taste like what you're used to eating, they keep you up at night with gastrointestinal issues. I've got to get some probiotics in my system. There's a spot here on the air for a company that's hustling probiotics.
Yeah, we can do that for you.
Yeah, I need to do some of that because I've had some gurgling, some sugar-free fudge, some sugar-free ice creams. And
you and Owen making noises in your stomach
exactly,
in your sleep.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like there's a fight going on inside there. And there is. It's called bacteria.
So, all right, it was 6.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Got the shoulder done. That's good. How are you... This is maybe a sensitive question. How are you dealing with the pain?
I don't have any pain. I've
well,
had
good.
Very, very little pain, yes. And I was given a prescription for something called Norco, which is what got me in trouble years ago, and I have not taken it in. It still sits on the kitchen table. I've not taken it in to get it filled. Now, she recently had a procedure, too. So she has what's called Tramadol, which I lit up a 12-step room once by noting that it is what I call the O'Doul's of pain medications because it does have opioid products, properties in it, but it doesn't get you high. But I haven't even gone to those. I have ice nearby. If it starts to feel uncomfortable, I ice up. I've got ice packs all over the place. I've got them in my truck. I've got them right here at the state. This thing stays here all the time in the freezer down the hall. I've got them on both floors where I watch TV at home.
So we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm all ice packed up.
New shoulder. You're on a new diet.
Yeah.
I'm a new dad. It's a new year, new show.
Look at that.
And listen, to the people on Twitter who are doubting that we can make 10.5 shows together, there are some extenuating circumstances that have split this show up recently. By the way, the number one afternoon sports show in Chicago, even though we're not here,
yeah, see, that's the impressive thing. Let's never get to 10 digits and still keep drilling Sylvie and Waddle in the moon.
That's totally fine, but we're going to do 5 shows this week. We're going to do 4 next week. And then the week after that, I may or may not be here because of paternity leave. So I set the number at 10.5.
Right.
I think we're locked in for 9, assuming you and I both do all the shows this week. But I think we're good.
And I am always probable for shows that occur on days of the week that end in Y.
Probable.
Always probable.
Yeah, yes. Probable.
Always probable.
I downgrade you to questionable or doubtful, though, on NBA trade deadline day and Pacoda projection day. And this year, when that happened on the same day, I should have known that those were going to be day. That was going to be day you weren't here.
The Pacoda projections has got me written all over it just to do the Boers and Bernstein. Nope, don't like them. Don't like them.
Just go over each name.
Don't like them. No.
What about day after favorite team wins a championship day? How do you have him listed?
I'll give him probable. I'll give him probable.
Wow.
Because he you got to move those. He was there for after the Hawks.
After the Hawks.
Yeah.
He speaks famously. So three for the Hawks.
Yeah. 3-for-3 after the Hawks and 0-for-1 after the White Sox.
You guys sure I was at the drive the day after the Hawks beat the Lightning? You sure I showed up that day? That's a 3:30 wake up, man.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay, you're there. Three out of 4, 75%. That's pretty good. Ish. Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday. They host Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale at nusports.com.
I'm really enjoying this.
The segment also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. All right, so it's exactly what people thought, right? Gustafson gone, Robin Leonard gone.
Robin Leonard's gone, yes. He's a Calgary Flame. I believe they got a second rounder in exchange. Is that correct?
I haven't seen the compensation come across the old Twitter timeline.
I'm working with one flipper, so I'm even slower than I typically am today.
All right, well, Shep
will update us. He'll get Jay's old job in the NHL trade deadline spankatorium.
Francois Papillon, is he booked today? I don't know if we're doing
that. Might have to be. Might do around the league with him.
Oh, okay.
Check in a couple cities around the NHL.
You're going to line up to your
Do you know that is an actual name of somebody, Francois Papillon? And I think only a few listeners have caught that whenever we've introduced our hockey insider, the mythical Francois Papillon.
Correct.
It's an adult film performer of the mid to late 80s. Yes.
You don't think our entire audience knows that?
It wasn't one of the bigger names on the tour, if you will.
Well, sure.
It's not the disgusting Ron Jeremy.
We're nothing if not an 80s porn star hipster show.
Well, you know, Ron Jeremy is what a phenomenon he was when you think about it. Somebody so homely like that who could make movies doing that all those years, and people watched those movies.
He's an all-time overachiever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It's
unbelievable. He really is.
Awful.
It's kind of surprising what he was able to accomplish. So, yeah, we're hanging out today on the show. I just saw Michael Jordan spoke at the Kobe Bryant memorial service, so we'll have that for you before we're out of here. Yes, I have some more observations.
Good. I'm glad he showed up for this one.
Yeah, I know. He couldn't make it to the All-Star weekend. It was his birthday.
Well, he was in town. He just wasn't at the All-Star weekend, right?
Well, he went. There was a Jordan Brand party.
He barely participated in the video recorded tributes to Kobe Bryant, which I thought was low rent.
Apparently he just made an amazing speech on him. So we'll have the audio on that and we'll see how he did. People want us to get back to the baby sounds. He sounds like a baby. I don't know. He's keeping me up. I never set alarms. Like, that's how I operate with afternoon drive. I do not need to set alarms. Now I don't know if it's AM or PM. It's a weird thing that's happened to me.
What's the longest you've slept since you brought him home? 4 hours?
Yeah, maybe six? Five. Yeah. Probably 5 hours.
Okay.
Steph and I are trading off feeds. But if I do midnight, she does 3, I do 6, whatever. You still wake up when he wakes up for the 2:30, 3 a.m. feed, and then she gets up to take him.
Like, so right.
Even if you go right back to sleep, it's not completely uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so I don't know. 4 hours-ish? Mm. It's all right.
When you're used to almost 9 every day, I would think that's...
And I don't
drink debilitating.
I don't drink coffee.
That'll change.
Well, that's what everyone said.
Well, you do the 5 hours, or you just take their checks.
No, I will have a 5 hour occasionally.
I think I've seen you have that.
Yeah, more so in March. But yeah, that's when the campaign starts. I partake in 5 hour energy, but not
when does the Blue Chew campaign start?
Well, no, I don't have to say that I use that one. I just, I'm just breaking down the stigma as a young person telling you.
Is he really saying a commercial, guys, if you like sex? Yes, he does. That's my partner.
Yeah. He comes in on the second paycheck of every month. It's beautiful. It's right there for you. It's right. It's got a little itemized line. I'm like, yeah, it's chew it and has that chew it and do it money.
That's your line too. Well,
yeah, they give me even
which
more.
Should be a billboard somewhere.
I agree, but
they should get you a bonus check for that if they decide to adapt that as their slogan. I don't know if they have.
But I don't know, but I know it's in there wherever they do sales.
I've never seen billboard advertising for the product.
Neither have I. But
that's because Urlacher's hair restore company has all of them.
I was told though that for all of the copy points around the country, chew it and do it now is one of the lines for them.
They're suggesting that to people.
I don't get any royalties on that.
That's unfortunate. You should.
I really should.
You ought to. Yeah,
it's unfortunate. Well, it's not as bad as Spiegel's.
Ask him for a raise.
I got one.
Okay,
when they came out for the new year. I know everyone's concerned about that, but no. What was Spiegel's jingle for the windows?
Oh,
where he only got the one-time payment, so I felt badly for him. Those royalty checks, they take advantage of the musicians. It's one of those things. It's
been
never good
to happen before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can't feel too bad about the
223 on the score. Sports Radio.
All right. I forgot the rules of this here game. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Gone. Contreras absolutely mashes one way out of here. The Cubs lead 1-0. Yikes.
Obliterated that baseball.
That's Lennon JD, courtesy of the Marquee Sports Network. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Northwestern Wildcat basketball team. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this Thursday. They've got Illinois at 7. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com.
I have to confess, and I didn't mention this leading up to the launch on Saturday, but it was kind of exciting Saturday afternoon. I didn't expect that to be an emotion I'd be having, but with the launch of a brand new television outlet and driving around quite a bit on some errands Saturday morning, listening to the score, and Spiegel and Bruce Levine had Len Casper on from the desert and talking about this launch, I started to get excited about it because it's opening day, and I did go home, and as a DirecTV customer, I got Marquee for opening weekend, and I get Marquee. I recorded a bunch of programming. And some of it was pretty good. Nothing that you're not used to watching. The Ernie Banks documentary was well done, but it didn't distinguish itself really in any way from something you might have seen on NBC Sports Chicago. And I don't know how it could have, if that would have been an expectation for somebody. But they had all of the people you would have expected to make commentaries on the career and life of Ernie Banks. And then I watched three or four innings of the ballgame. It was, for the most part, a pretty good experience. I don't love the graphic. I don't love the Marquee logo in the bug. It's too fat. The letters are too fat for the bug at the bottom of the screen. As a logo as a whole, I think it's fine if it's covering the entire screen. But on the crawl at the bottom, it's clunky.
Well, work in progress, they said, right? They didn't have all of the technology ready for the launch in terms of pitch velocity and stuff like that. So they're still working on the graphics. Now, my stance on Marquee has been very consistent since we learned that Marquee was going to be a thing. Ultimately, I believe it will be a good thing for the Chicago sports fan because more local content is good. It's good for media. There's more jobs. It brings out more competition.
Right.
But that might be a long-term play because launching anything from the ground up is a very, very... There's a lot of turbulence on that flight.
No question.
And this was a soft launch in that it will be a mere footnote to the marquee story that they're not on Comcast at launch and that there were some problems with Hulu Plus Live at launch and some of the DirecTV app people didn't get it at for a spring training game.
28 years ago, this radio station had only a daytime-only frequency. That's all we had. That's not what the final chapter will mention when it's written on the score.
Correct.
You have a chance to grow along the way, unfortunately. It did. There were a few, you know, bumps for us to get to 670. I thought that 820 was even better than that 1160, even though 1160 was 24 hours. The western suburbs at sundown didn't get us.
That's
so
tough.
Why even be on?
Yeah. Right. That's not great.
Yeah.
But I will say that a huge part of what built the Cubs into the national and international brand that they are was being on the Superstation.
Yeah.
And being available to so many people and at the time being available to everyone. Now, they were not available to everyone for every game last year, right? NBC Sports Chicago was cable. So it's been a long time since all Cubs games were available to all people. But so much of their organizational identity was tied up in that Superstation. If they aren't on the number one cable provider in this city on opening day, that will be an asterisk or a black mark, a scarlet letter, however you want to describe it, on the network.
A bag of snakes.
I think it'll stick to them for a while. Like I think that will...
Only till it's solved. Only till it's solved.
I don't know. I think people will resent it.
Yeah. What are they going to do?
Nothing. There will be no recourse. But
yeah, they'll resent it, but that it will wane, and then they'll have new problems, like the Cubs bullpen.
No question. I'm just saying, like, the brand association with Marquee, I think, will be... Like, it got booed this year when it was mentioned at Cubs convention. I think as soon as next year's Cubs convention, as long as they make opening day, I would expect it to be something that is cheered.
Mm-hmm.
But if they miss opening day, I think it gets booed terribly next year at Cubs convention. So I think that matters a lot. And so we'll see. Like, to me, that's the real deadline. Like, I didn't watch a minute of it because I don't have it. I was following all the social media stuff.
And you know, a few texters have jumped in on this too, so I'll mention it. There are DirecTV customers who still aren't getting the signal.
Right.
I couldn't believe that when I heard it the other day. Sherry's brother's like, what the hell channel? Dan said 664. He's not getting it. There are others who I see people on Facebook and Twitter. I thought DirecTV customers were safe. Not all of them have got it punched in yet.
I don't know how
that happens.
I don't either.
That's weird.
My guess is that's the type of thing that'll be fixed within 24, 48 hours. I would think.
It's been 48.
So is it not? Are people still not getting it with DirecTV?
Some people are just texting in right now saying they're still not getting it.
All right, I don't know. I thought if that was maybe just for the first spring training game, but yeah, tune it in now. If you have DirecTV at home and you're listening, put on 664. Text us. Let us know if that still hasn't been corrected because it's certainly
664. Too shy of the beast.
It's a good Swirsk number. It really is. It's perfect for them. But other than that, I don't have. It'll be the biggest sports business story in this city in a long time if they're not on for opening day. Until then, I don't have much opinion of it either way. Like, there's going to be paid programming. There's going to be syndicated programming. It's not going to be its finished product at launch. It's impossible. They're trying to launch a 24-hour sports channel.
Right. Exactly. I should mention one other thing. The newcomer, is his name Cole Wright?
Cole Wright.
He's okay. He's all right.
He's not a comfortable host. I was not familiar with his work. NFL Network,
I recognized his face, yes, but I've not actually dialed in on him before, but he was all right.
You guys check it out? Shep, Tanny, anyone take it in?
No, don't. Hey, I'm with you. I have Comcast, so.
Okay.
Don't have it either.
All right. I spent some time with the Cubs YouTube channel after they launched it. This was months ago. So when I saw that they were doing Best of Cubs YouTube, and that was getting, you know, derided on social media a little bit, the Cubs YouTube channel produces legitimately good content. Like, they clearly spent a lot of money on, you know, we're going to go hunting with John Lester in the off season and bring a camera crew. We're going to have Pedro Strop give us a, you know, a tour of his closet because he's got a lot of fashion. Like, you know, so this is a 6-minute video. This is a 15-minute video. This is Bryant and Rizzo and their wives doing a couples contest on who knows each other better, the best friends or the baseball wives. Like,
did you watch the Lester hunting video?
Yes, I did.
Did you? What was he hunting?
Why was he hunting?
I know why. I assume the reason it was for harvest. I don't know why else he'd hunt.
The most dangerous game, man.
Deer hunting. Yeah, right. He's deer hunting. He clearly made a big impression on me.
That sounded more like a question than a statement.
I think
was he in a stand?
Yeah. It was deer hunting.
Ron Burgundy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
I think that's what he hunts.
Yeah.
Bernsey had a story today in the Midway about guys who are – it's so difficult to get a license to hunt grizzly bear way up in the northwest reaches of Canada because so many people want them. I don't know what the hell you would want a license. Why would you want to shoot a grizzly bear? You don't harvest the meat, I don't think. Grizzly bear meat, because I looked it up. It's very high in parasitic content. And you don't need to hunt grizzly bear. There are other animals you can hunt. So hunt those. When something bad happens to you when you're hunting grizzly bear, you probably had it coming, right?
Well, so I guess this is someone who doesn't do any of this stuff.
Yeah.
I see what you're doing there is like, oh, if you're hunting for something that you can cook and harvest, that there's a purpose for it. And this seems kind of cruel. But what about muskie fishing? Because you don't eat the muskie.
We don't kill them either.
But you injure them.
Not really.
Not really.
No, we don't injure them.
They're not injured.
No.
The hook through the mouth?
No.
The blood of the fish?
No, that's fine. They can handle that.
That's fine.
That's fine.
So that's just a little discomfort.
It's catch and release.
It's just a little discomfort for the animal.
That's right. They enjoy being on a treble hook for a couple of minutes and finding their way into the nylon-coated net and taken out of it for a quick photograph and then released.
Do they have like a meeting where they divulge that they're happy about this practice?
Yes.
There's a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay.
Muskie's Anonymous.
All right. I wasn't sure how that worked.
I just don't believe, you know, unless you're going to eat the meat, why would you kill something? For the fur? I don't know. We're past that, okay? These aren't the 1800s. You don't need to go killing bear up wherever it is you kill bear for clothing, for warmth.
Yeah, it all seems a little ridiculous to me. So, yeah, I get it.
How about John Lester's hunting? Do you call that ridiculous?
It's not what I would do. I wouldn't go sit in a deer stand stationary, camouflaged for 6 hours.
That's boring.
Like, it just doesn't strike me as something that's interesting.
Right, just alone with your thoughts all day covered in deer urine.
I get the discipline of it, I guess, the solitude of it, the quiet. Not for me.
Freezing your ass off.
Yeah, why?
Wondering, and you can't get a signal on your phone for NFL scores on a Sunday morning.
What
in
am
November.
I doing?
Right.
It's just.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Keep it.
I like climate control.
Keep it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
We were talking about at Scorehouse today. Mitch is like, we still got to do a golf outing, right? No one else golfs. Who am I golfing with? You got no arm. Shep doesn't golf.
With me out, there's only three. So that's, we can allow Shep to play his ball the entire round, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I will always do a round of golf with the video crew, but Shep doesn't golf. Spiegel doesn't golf. Connor and Dan will be on the air. You have one arm. So am I playing a solo round?
I'd like to coach him.
You'd like to coach him?
You guys promised me someone will be working on a roof on the 16th green?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
So you're in.
That's what it was, too, on 16. Yeah. No, I think I can get him under 175 strokes. We're going to put some club face on the ball.
Playing legit?
Yes.
Every penalty stroke?
Counting every stroke, right.
He hits it 7 feet off the tee box.
Yeah,
he's got to hit it again.
He's going to do a lot less of that because he's going to find out there's a reason people encourage you to hit it off the face of the club, not the heel of it, not the toe of it, not the blade of it. I can get him better quickly.
Okay.
You know what's wrong with his game. You've seen it, right? The club moves around in his hand. He says he has no idea which part of the club is going to strike the little titliest.
Yeah, I know, but Mac, like, if he hits the ball 15 feet and we count every stroke, he'll have legitimate holes where he gets a 25. Like, he's going
to. I'm just going to putt every shot. That's what I've decided.
See? So I'll take the over.
Like five iron. Just hit a 5 iron all day. That's it. You'll be fine.
Like when Vandeveld replayed the 18th hole with just the putter and he got whatever score he needed. I'm going to do that. Knock it under 175.
Okay.
Quiet the masses for coming after my golf game.
I don't remember him doing that.
Yeah, he did it as like a promotional event for whatever his club company was.
The greatest choke in golf history.
He played a hole with his putter?
He played the hole that he blew the British Open on with just the putter, finished with the score that would have won him the tournament.
It's like in Tin Cup where he parred the backside with a 7-iron. It's like, why did you do that? Because I can.
Because it was there.
It was the only club left in his bag. Texter says, I don't get Parkins' optimism about Marquee being on Comcast by opening day. I'm not making... I didn't read it as optimism. To me, that's the deadline. Like it becomes a news story then. Are they on the number one cable provider in the city or not? If they are, all of this stuff is just noise that will be forgotten immediately. If they're not, then I think it'll be 1 and 1A with how the team is actually performing on the field. Cubs fans are just not conditioned to that. Like, you know what I mean? They've always been able to get every game, no problem. So
yes.
it'll be a huge deal if that doesn't happen. And I have to imagine that cool heads will prevail, that sane heads will prevail. I heard, you know, people compare it to the Dodgers thing. The fans aren't as passionate. The Astros, not as passionate. I heard Jesse Rogers today talking about how like the Avalanche and the Nuggets aren't on the regional sports network in Denver. It's not the same. Like those teams do not draw the ratings and have the history and the tradition and the passion of Cubs fans.
Right. Like, just, I agree.
It's not a national story that
the Colorado Rockies were born in what, 1994?
Yeah. So the Avalanche currently are not on TV in Denver. That is a footnote story in Denver.
Right.
The Cubs not being on in Chicago will be a national story.
Yes, it will.
You know what I mean? There's a huge difference there in just the caliber of what we're talking about. Phil Rosenthal will join us for all of this coming up at 3. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score. Oh, no. The end of the Grinch mug.
That's one of my favorite coffee mugs for many years. Love that coffee mug. Slipped. Slippery over there. Shane's cleaning it up.
The door to the studio was open. I'm doing my read for Upwork. There was a shatter.
Shadoobie.
There it is. Of all of the things that could have shattered, I was hoping a plate, something nondescript.
My Grinch mug.
Your Grinch coffee mug. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Moment of silence. Yep. Thank you.
That's really sad, man. I'm sorry about that. You almost went down.
No, I didn't almost go down. My ice pack was slipping, and I went to catch it, and the coffee mug full of water flew out of my hand.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't literally slippery over there.
No, it is now.
Okay, now. got it. Well, Shane's on it.
He's got it.
He's going
to
be very...
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to disturb the read.
No, it's okay. I mean, the soundproof door only works if it's closed.
Just going around the corner to get a quick cup of water, and that's what happens. You can't trust me.
Oh, you're fine.
Can't take me anywhere.
This segment, by the way, brought to you by Subway. Subway restaurants feature a different 6-inch sub for $3.79 every day. Great food at a great price at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
Watch up there tomorrow. Oops, we had a little accident here. Let's help her up, guys. Give her help. And you know what? I hope she's okay. It's slippery over there.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that loud, was it?
No, we'll have to play it back. We can do it. We can do a side by side of the two and compare. Oh, Shane, very official. He even has the caution wet floor sign out there.
Nice.
It's very
nice.
Very impressive. This guy is going to be a useful utility man at Scorehouse.
I look forward to having him.
He just
him
does
around.
Things.
Yes.
He just,
why would he fly that middle finger at you for that comment? It was complimentary, Shane.
He just, heard transition, I think.
What was that?
I think he heard transition.
What did I say in transition?
I don't know so much you. Bernstein didn't seem too keen on it.
Oh, yeah. Bernstein was a little bit.
Maybe he just associated you with that, but.
It's possible. I'm just saying, the guy gets things done. There's no task too big or more likely too small for him to accomplish. So it's going to be a valuable resource. But, all right. Sorry about your mug, Mac.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. We're going to move past it. Survive. Robin Lehner, this is being reported right now on The Athletic from our guy Mark Lazarus.
I'm reading it also right now.
He says that Robin Lehner was willing to take and wanted a 3-year contract extension for less, whatever that means. But he, quote, never got an offer. So less than market value, and the Hawks never were able to make it work on an extension. That surprises me a bit.
So he shipped off to Las Vegas today on the trade deadline. Second round pick in exchange. There were some who were hoping that they would get news of the Hawks signing him to a new long-term deal today. And the reports were he was going to be very, very expensive. With the Hawks committed to big money already for the captain, Jonathan Toews, I think $10.5 million right around
Kane
there.
Yeah, Kane and Toews are both over $10
million. Both $10.5 mil-dough, and Duncan Keith earns a lot of money, and he is scheduled for 3 more turnover-filled seasons in a Hawks sweater. So I don't know. Maybe they will make a play for him in the offseason. Maybe they're ready to be done with him. He's a guy who has certainly not been bashful when he's had issues with teammates this year. He has called them out on
it. Which, listen, I'm all for as a member of the media. It's an interesting personality to have on the team. But I will say, like, the idea of, oh, we'll trade him and then sign him, it obviously comes with risks. You just traded him to a team that is going to try to contend for a Stanley Cup was in a Stanley Cup, right? So, like, he could easily just say, oh, this is the organization. So he's like, oh, I liked it in Chicago. Well, then he goes to Vegas. He's like, well, I like it in Vegas too. And then once he's a free agent and everyone can bid on his services. So there's no guarantees if that's their plan for Robin Leonard to re-sign here in the future.
Yeah, there are going to be a ton of goalies available in free agency. It's going to be a potpourri, a plethora of netminders this coming offseason for goaltenders, including Corey Crawford. And he's 35 years old right now. So you wonder what his future is. They could go to camp next year with neither Crawford nor Leonard as part of the team. And Eric Gustafson dealt to Calgary today as well.
We might have Stan Bowman on the show tomorrow.
Either Stan or John McDonough, yes.
And he's going to speak at some point today. He won't say it, but isn't the underlying question here, hey, when is it time to try to blow it all up?
Absolutely.
And that
absolutely,
Kane,
yes.
Toews, I know these, right. some of these yes. guys have the, non-movement
the Kenny,
clauses.
The Kenny Williams method hasn't really worked. You know, Chris
Kunitz on the fly.
A year ago and bringing in guys with lots of miles, that hasn't really worked.
And when you have a non-movement clause, like they can just shoot it down. But Kane and Toews would have a lot of value, and they can still perform, and you'd think would maybe be interested in playing for a winner at some point. I just wonder if he's explored it or if he would be honest about, hey, I won't explore it because we still think we have the core of a championship team and they're a part of it. I don't know how honest he would be on that, but every time they miss the playoffs and then a benchmark happens, end of season or trade deadline comes and goes, it feels like it's getting closer to the inevitable date when the championship core is broken
up. Absolutely. And I said last week, and those guys kind of said, man, you're not overreacting to this too much after another bad loss. I don't even remember which one it was, that I got to go to one more game this year because if they do have huge moves in the offseason, I want to remember one last time seeing 88 or 19 or number 2. And they're like, what? Shep and Speaks are like, are you nuts? They're not going to trade one of those guys. And maybe they won't. I'm not saying I want them to. What I'm saying is, everything's on the table right now, including who gets you. You may have both the general manager and the head coach shown the door after this season.
Well, then if that happens, then clearly any player could be moved too, because they wouldn't have the same connection to the dynasty. Phil Rosenthal from the Tribune on the future for Marquee, the debut of Marquee, and actually a little Sox broadcasting stuff I wanted to get into with him as well. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.